Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there at the Dodd Zach building in the Grand Center area, right here in St. Louis, Missouri. They come by this Friday and every Friday, July 28th. They'll have new records in store from Alice Cooper, Arcade Fire, Iron Maiden, Rings of Saturn, and a whole lot more. Find a full listing of details and shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Also this year, Music Record Shop is the official record store of Lutefest 2017. So get involved, go on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and follow them along and figure out how you can win some free Lutefest tickets coming up. So get involved, support local, shop local. Check out musicrecordshop.com. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey! Y'all ever heard of Rock Paper Podcast? We're Bass Amp and Dano.
And you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast!
What?
Yeah!
Hey, your gizzards!
There you go.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast.
Can't fucking take me anywhere.
Take two.
Coming to you live from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with the guys of Bass Amp and Dano.
Hey!
Yeah, yeah, well,
I told you they were going to be loud.
Sorry about that. You ever had a turkey sandwich?
Yeah, I've had.
Is that your favorite snack?
No.
It's a good one, though.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is necessarily a snack, though.
I mean, you know.
Maybe a turkey slider.
I mean, where do you draw the line?
God damn it, Ernie.
Well, I guess before we go too far, you guys want to properly introduce yourselves for those listening?
Yeah, I'm Bass Amp.
And I'm Dano.
And I'm DK.
I'm Ernie. Oh.
God damn it, Ernie! Quit embarrassing us!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody.
But yeah, no, this is cool, man. Like I've been following the band for a while online, but this is fun to actually get to properly meet you guys. And stuff, get to hang out, get to talk about all sorts of things, get to know you guys.
You don't want to get to know these guys.
Well, thanks for having us, Shane.
Yeah. Yes, thanks for having us, sir.
It's only been like 2 years in the making, I think, something like that. Like when we originally talked about it to come and, you know, actually happening, but
we kept forgetting about it.
I think this might have to have something to do with it.
What's
Ted
this?
High.
What do you mean?
Oh, you mean whiskey?
We don't drink whiskey in this band.
Or these twisted teas we got?
Yes, actually, we have never drank twisted tea, but our little angel of a drummer, DK, here, has always drank twisted tea.
Fun fact, DK has a severe drinking
problem. Yes, and his Fun severe for drinking who? Problem involves drinking booze out of Quick Trip cups.
And he's usually drinking twisted tea. And for how long have you
been? We've been a band for 7 years at this point.
Yeah. And we've never.
While he's drinking twisted tea every moment of every day, we realize that we have never drank twisted tea before.
Ever.
So, for the occasion, we decided that we were going to drink twisted teas. Here you go, Bass Amp.
Thanks, Dano.
DK, your beverage of choice?
Yeah.
There you go, Ernie.
DK, how's this
Thanks,
work?
Guys.
Well,
yeah, how do you drink a twisted tea? Okay.
You open the can and then you pour it down your gullet.
No, you pour it into a Quick Trip cup and then you pour it down your gullet.
I guess so, but I'm fresh out of Quick Trip cups.
Do we have to mix it with anything?
It's a delicious malt beverage all to itself.
Is it malt? Tastes like diabetes.
Oh, it is. I made the mistake of looking up the calorie count.
Oh, it's brutal. It's brutal.
My fucking teeth hurt.
Pro tip, never look up the nutrition facts for booze you like to drink, especially if it's candy.
DK, this is why they're going to take your leg.
DK, they're going to lop your leg off.
There's like 140 calories in like each PBR.
God damn it, Ernie.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, Shane.
Yeah.
Let's get back to it.
Thanks for having us. Is it Presley? Like Elvis Presley?
Yep. Like the king?
Are you related?
I don't know. Probably somewhere.
You look a little Elvis-like.
Yeah. My grandma used to say that all the time. You've got
that voice as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Ari.
See what I mean? Anyway.
I don't know. I always figure I'm not close enough to getting the money or anything, so I mean... That would be cool though.
You should go there. Ernie. I'm sorry. Were you speaking?
No, I was, but I'm gonna stop.
I was just gonna say he should go down there and he should take the money.
Right.
Well, I was just saying, Elvis said ambition is a dream with a V8 engine. So
shut up,
Ernie. I'm sorry. Shut the fuck up. So if you believe it,
right. Yeah.
Shane, don't listen to Ernie. You go down there and you get that money.
That's right.
I was telling you the money.
Guess what? I got that money yesterday.
That's
okay?
Right.
Yeah, you go down there, you get that money.
They owe you. Got the Elvis Presley money yesterday?
Shut up.
Ernie.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
Yeah, what's going on here?
I wanted to get to know a little more about the band and how long you guys been doing this thing, and you know, some of the stories behind the hits like "Let's Get Drunk and Fuck," "I Want to Be Fat," "Butt Slop," you know.
Well, this is the thing too. The thing to know is all of our songs are based on real life stories.
We only write about
things
what we
experience.
We only write about what we know. We're not pretentious assholes.
And you know, sometimes shit up. Sometimes people like to think there's some deeper, like, sociological meaning behind the song or something. No, we're literally just singing about how we went to a barbecue and got diarrhea.
Right.
Yeah. After we ate the barbecue at the barbecue.
It's fucking relatable.
Yeah. Everyone's gotten butt slop at a barbecue.
I like to see fucking Coldplay do that shit.
Yeah. That's right. They couldn't handle that shit.
Yeah.
I did notice a theme through. I was listening to quite a bit of Bass Amp and Dan the other day.
A lot of butt stuff.
Farts. You guys sing a lot about drinking and a lot about shooting things, and I seem to notice like a current trend throughout there.
With weaponry, not with needles.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. With guns. Right.
Yes.
You know, because sometimes firing a gun is, you know...
the most American thing you can do.
Yeah.
Especially if you do it while you're drunk.
There you go.
Of course. That's the only time to do it.
Yeah. You ever fire a gun, Shane?
Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah. I mean...
it's like holding your dick.
It's pretty much exactly the same.
Have you ever shot a refrigerator while blackout drunk? Because that's living right there, my friend.
Yeah.
No, I
do you want to be my roommate? Let's be roommates.
Let's get an apartment together.
Yeah. It'll be like Three's Company.
Yeah.
Except for with drunk men.
I think they've made that, actually. Three's Company with drunk men.
Fucking Ernie! Yeah. God!
Three's Humpany.
That's not a thing.
Anyway.
I bet you $12 is the thing.
But no, to get back to your question, me and old Bass Amp here, we have been playing music together since we were wee lads of about 14 years old.
That's right.
We became buddies when we were in 8th grade.
We've been doing this for like 20 years.
And yes, we did start our very first band when neither of us even knew how to play an instrument.
That's true.
Yeah, who knew
and
that?
You still don't.
And yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that band called?
Don't like to. Shut up, Ernie! We don't talk
Shut
about
the fuck
that.
Up!
We don't talk about that band, Ernie, because it was bad. But it was relatively well known back then.
Anyway, we were called Styx. But yeah, so anyway, we had all these songs about shitting with the door open and drinking whiskey.
And that movie where Sylvester Stallone has to arm wrestle for the custody of his son.
Over Did you watch that?
Over the Top.
Over the Top. Oh, that's a great movie right there.
Shut up,
I'm sorry, it's the correct title of the movie.
Fuck you. I don't care if you're agreeing with me. Anyway, yeah, that's a great fucking movie.
Yeah.
So, naturally, we had to...
You ever seen Over the Top, Shane?
No, I don't think I have.
But you've seen Rambo.
Yeah.
Well, you better have.
There's these guys, friends of mine now, they have a podcast also called Anything But Credible Podcast, and they talk a lot about Over the Top. They're big fans of 80s action movies and stuff, and that's the one that really gets them going.
There's nothing more action-packed than arm wrestling.
So if you want to hear more stories about Over the Top, check out Anything But Credible Podcast.
No, thank you.
I was saving up farts for this interview, and now they aren't here anymore.
Play one of your pre-recorded farts.
I can't at the moment.
He has so many of his farts recorded on his phone. He likes to send them to us on a regular basis.
Right.
Hey,
whenever I get an audio file.
Dano is a respected recording artist.
That's right. My farts are actually on Pandora.
I don't know if that's if I'm on that email chain.
Shut up! God damn it, Ernie!
Yeah. Oh man, you're gonna really have to run this interview through a compressor.
We don't have that technology, so.
I'm sorry.
It's Ernie's fault.
Anyway,
so you guys been doing this for a couple of years now.
DK came about. He joined the band pretty quickly after we started.
Summer of 2010 was when I came on board, and then we've been unstoppable.
We've had a lot of different members over the years.
Matt and Jeff from the Dead Bugs.
Yeah. Eric Von Damage from Bunny Grunt. He played our first show.
He played drums for the first handful of shows.
Jeff Hess from a bunch of fucking bands. And KDHX, he played drums for one show. We were all out of our minds, and
I was dead sober.
And
I had just gotten off work, and I was dead sober, and those two were, like, higher than anyone has ever been in life ever.
What?
Was
no.
that, like, a Way Out Club or something?
Actually, that's exactly where it was.
It wasn't the Way Out Club. And, yeah, so... Jeff,
so we didn't quite jive that night.
Jeff played drums. Who else was in the band? Bruce?
Oh, Bruce Beresevic.
Fucking
the one and only.
Ah, the
Double News Bruce.
The fucking Prince of Belleville,
he's
man.
Too busy playing bass for Jack Grelly now though to hang out with us low lives.
You're thinking of a different guy.
Did you say he was at the show last night?
Bruce died in a freak gasoline accident.
Who did I meet? Was that his clone or something?
No, that was before he died in a freak gasoline accident.
Anyway.
Okay.
Who else? I'm having a good time reminiscing on past band members.
Wait, hold on. Let's think.
There's
got to be a few more.
At one point, we played a Dan Kelly Christmas show with like five guitarists.
That's right.
Joe Kessler?
Joe Kessler.
Johnny
Seiberg. He played keyboard.
Yes,
Johnny
Seiberg.
Mark Reynolds played with us a few times.
Yeah, he did. Who else? Cooter?
Who the hell's Cooter?
I don't know. That guy, he played guitar and he worked at the gas station.
Oh, and he only had three fingers.
That guy.
Yeah, I remember that guy. And then Ernie. Ernie's our newest addition.
Ernie is the newest addition.
He just joined within the last few months. We're probably definitely forgetting somebody. Sorry, whoever we're forgetting.
You're still important. But obviously,
we did say Matt and Jeff, right? Yeah,
this Twisted Tea is kicking in.
It really is.
Hey, you know this Twisted Tea?
Oh, yeah.
Is fantastic.
Oh, you know, Twisted Tea. Old, it tastes like tea, but it has booze in it.
It's got that true iced tea taste.
Tastes like an Arnold Palmer, but it'll lather your gizzard.
They actually make an Arnold Palmer version of this, like a half and half.
Shut up, Ernie!
God
damn it, Ernie!
Why?
I just thought why? You should know.
Shane, we just got back from a little road trip up to Wisconsin, and 3 days of this.
Right.
Is, yeah.
We
3 days
we took
of
Wisconsin
up,
by storm.
We did.
We, you know, we played with the legendary Tyler Keith from the Neckbones up there in Green Bay.
His guitar was terribly out of tune.
And his guitar was out. It was out of tune.
We even gave him a tuner. I think, didn't he make off with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he stole a tuner.
He stole Ernie's tuner.
It was not
no,
sure.
Actually, it was no one's tuner.
Oh, my tuner.
I accidentally took it, and then, yeah.
He stole a tuner that Dano stole.
You had already right
that Ernie had given
it
to this guy.
Oh, man.
And so, yeah, we were in Wisconsin, which means none of us fucking shat for days.
Full of cheese.
All just
the
so
cheese.
Much cheese.
So much cheese.
Everything. Have you ever
have
had,
you
cheese
ever had a good
man?
Cheese curd, Shane?
What you know about cheese curds, Shane?
What do you know about them? Tell us about cheese curds.
You like them fried?
Welcome to the Bass Amp and Dano podcast. I'm Dano, and this is Bass Amp.
I'm Bass Amp.
Our guest tonight is Shane.
Shane,
we
want to
know about cheese curds. Can you tell us about cheese curds?
I think I've had cheese curds at Culver's once.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, that's
were they fried?
It's a Wisconsin-based company. They probably do it decently.
You put your curds in the poutine, man?
Love me some poutine, man.
Not the poutine, man. It's with the gravy.
That's
the fries.
French fries slathered in gravy.
Yeah. Cheese curds.
Rich brown gravy.
Slathered horde.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I,
So Wisconsin was a good trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about your trip to Wisconsin, Jay.
Well, you know, it's pretty cool.
Did you see Milwaukee?
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Have
it's
you ever been to Lake Michigan?
No.
Ah. It's lovely.
You know,
you see the seagulls flying through the air. God damn it, Ernie.
And they poop on you.
It wasn't 75 up there. Well, it was like a heat wave down here. It was pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, we did escape the heat wave that just happened here at the middle to end of July. It was like 107 degrees while in St. Louis while we were up there, and it was like 80, 90 degrees.
Yeah,
so that's pretty awesome.
At max, it was like 80, 81 or something like that.
We were able to sleep in a shed with no air conditioning and not sweat to death. So
yeah.
It was pretty
nice.
What the fuck is this? We are not talking about the weather.
Yeah, what the fuck, Ernie?
People who talk about the weather only talk about the weather when they run out of other things to talk about.
What about the borough?
Hey!
Fuck you, Shane. And fuck you more, Ernie. I hate you so much.
Okay. This Twisted Tea is pretty awesome.
This Twisted Tea is very delightful.
Twisted Tea! It's 24 ounces of tea with 5% ABV. See that? That rhymed. That was pretty good.
Twisted Tea Corporation, please call us up. We can be reached at baseampadano@gmail.com.
Yes.
It wouldn't be our first corporate sponsor.
Yes.
Our first corporate sponsor was Juicy Fruit.
We get corporate sponsorships all the time.
They just
we're not afraid of selling out.
They aren't aware of it, but I mean, what?
Yeah.
Juicy Fruit's
hey, where's that acoustic guitar of yours, DK?
Oh, I can go get it.
Go grab that thing. We need to play Shane here at Juicy Fruit. Yes.
Yeah, we can do that.
Tell a tale while.
Pause for a word from our sponsors.
A word from our sponsor. Shane, you look young. How old are you?
I'm 32.
Yo, you're a young buck, ain't ya?
Do you remember Juicy Fruit? Wait, is Juicy Fruit even a thing anymore?
Yeah, it's still a thing. We just bought it not too long ago.
From Cooter at the gas station.
Fucking Cooter.
Three fingers.
God, yeah, he's got three fingers. It's the weirdest thing. Yeah. Looks like a claw almost in a way. Two of them like got melted together almost. Is what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's like four fingers, but two of them are connected. Wouldn't you say that's a good explanation, like a description of what
it's like a
looks
flipper.
Like? Yeah,
it's like a flipper hand. You know? Because he was born in the 70s when his mom was taking all those pills that, you know, made all those flipper babies.
Yeah, the
you remember
flipper
that?
Baby hands. You know what he's talking about.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Look it up on the internet.
Hey, Shane. Have you ever seen a guy with flippers?
No.
You haven't? Well, that's a shame.
I watched the movie Flipper with a guy once.
I bet you did, Ernie.
Well, I didn't watch it, but, you know.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about there, guy. Shut up!
I'm sorry.
So you guys going to sing us a song?
Yeah about from, Juicy Fruit.
From one of our corporate sponsors.
Yeah.
Where should I be with this? Should I maybe can, be a little back?
You can probably come a little closer.
Yeah, point it that way.
Well, I know, but I don't want to overpower the...
It's a blue, Mike. Those things are the bee's knees.
That should be good.
All right.
Have you ever chewed Juicy Fruit before, Shane?
Yeah.
All right, well, this is Bass Amp and Dano's podcast. Now a word from our sponsors.
Get your ski shined up, grab a stick of Juicy Fruit. The taste is gonna move ya. Take a sniff, pull it out. The taste is gonna move ya when you pop it in your mouth.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Juicy Fruit, it's gonna move ya. Juicy soft, it gets right to ya. Juicy Fruit, the taste, the taste, the taste is gonna move ya.
Juicy Fruit.
Delicious.
That was beautiful, guys.
It's bad for your teeth.
It's good for skiing, too, for some reason. According to the 80s.
Yes.
Look up that commercial on YouTube. Everyone's skiing in it for some reason.
That was the market they were going for.
They're like, you know who would like to chew Juicy Fruit? People who ski.
Yes.
All right. We really nailed that demographic.
Yeah. Hey,
Shane, would you like to take a shot of Whiskey with us?
I would love that.
All right.
Join us in a round of lizard gathering.
Party butt. Party butt. Party butt. Party butt. Party butt. Party butt. Bah! Ah!
Ah! Woo! Ten high.
Only the finest of whiskeys.
Goes down real smooth.
I see the look of fear over Shane's face as we were all like cheers and over top of his microphone, like, quick glass real hard.
Yeah.
Splash of whiskey on
whiskey and electronics mix real well.
Yeah, they do. I ruined a soundboard once. I had to delay a Dan Kelly Christmas album 1 year. It was a very sad time.
R.I.P. to that soundboard.
Yeah. No, that was actually Justin spilled a margarita on it, so I guess that was tequila and also not my fault. But yes.
Yeah.
The sentiment remains the same.
I almost had a fart, but it went back inside me.
Nope, you didn't get it.
Does it make your eyeball bulge out or something?
Why is my eyeball bulge out?
I'm just curious what happened. I sucked a fart back up again.
Shut up, Ernie!
I'm sorry.
God damn it!
Well, you can come see Bass Amp and Dano August 4th at Urban Chestnut.
Yeah. Is that, right. I assume that's at the beer hall one, right?
Manchester, right?
Yes.
Not the Midtown
the
one?
It is the Midtown one. Which one?
Oh,
the see? Urban Chestnut off Washington Avenue.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's that.
With
that
Mammoth one. Piano and Squirkle the Destroyer. Something else.
Oh no, we should have done our research.
We should have. Look it up on your phone.
Hey, and me and Bass Amp are going to be playing a party at Chill Dog Cove on Friday night as well.
On the 28th.
That's tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. So that's going to be in the past by the time the listeners hear
so
this.
So if you have a time machine.
The listeners will have been there. It's fine.
All right.
Who's got a time machine?
Doc Brown.
Back to the Future. Great movie.
If you got a line on a time machine, you fucking tell me.
Where are you going to go?
Well,
we're going to go back to Chill Dog Cove on Friday. Really?
Oh, no. I have
Dude, to, if we pulled up to Chill Dog Cove in a DeLorean, we would be the coolest guys at Chill Dog Cove.
If we pull up anywhere in a DeLorean, we'll be the coolest guys.
If we pull up to Chill Dog Cove, period, we'll be the coolest guys
say,
at Chill Dog Cove.
All three of the dudes at Chill Dog Cove are going to be
There's
like...
There's only one at Chill Dog Cove now. Yeah.
Oh, is Lars all by his lonesome?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not so much the Chill Dog Cove without a whole bunch of filthy roommates living.
Damn Shut it, up, DK.
All right.
Whoa.
My, how the tables have turned.
Is that, did I come up on the totem pole a little
You
bit
might have, there? Ernie. Tell us something hilarious, Ernie. Don't you fucking blow this for me, I swear to God.
Do you have a hilarious tale, Ernie?
Tell us a story, Ernie.
Come on, Ernie. Everybody's waiting.
Oh!
Did you just fart?
Barely.
Daniel squeaked out a fart. You got nothing, and DK's over there yapping his lips. This is the worst podcast ever.
I was going to talk about how I got lost in the woods because of Nickelback once, but I don't know if that'd be funny.
No, that's not funny at all.
So I didn't say anything.
Sorry. Should we talk about band stuff?
They kidnapped me.
Wait, we are talking about band stuff.
No, you're yelling at me and Ernie.
This is everything that bands talk about.
This is the majority of our
I wanted to talk about time travel and going back in time solely for the purpose of molesting myself so I can see if it fucks me up. And if it does, I'll just go back and stop myself from molesting myself, obviously.
Sure. Right.
Sounds like a great idea. God damn it, Bass Amp!
Just get right in there.
Did I go up on the totem pole more?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I got a line on a guy with time travel. I'll let you know.
We're gonna make this happen.
Yeah.
You guys wanted to share a song. This is currently an unreleased song.
Oh, yes.
Titled Peed in the Sink.
Yes.
You guys,
it's based on a
parentheses, I got so drunk.
Right. Yeah, you don't just pee in the sink unless you got so drunk.
Who would do that?
The bathroom is occupied and you really have to pee.
Yeah.
Shut up, Ernie! Shut the fuck up!
Man, you and your practical words.
I'm sorry.
You're the worst.
Yeah, so I peed in the sink one time. And then I wrote down the line, peed in the sink. And then I forgot about it for 4 months. And then one day I was going through things and I said, hey, Bass Amp, what do you think about this idea for a song, Peed in the Sink? And he said, that sounds pretty good. So then I wrote the music for it in about 13 seconds and then a classic was born.
In my kitchen. Got so drunk, got peed in the sink. Peed in the sink, I peed in the sink. Got so drunk, got peed in the sink. Peed in the sink, I peed in the sink. Got so drunk, got peed in the sink.
Stopping crowd favorite.
It sure is. Yeah, we got every show with this one.
There's a cool video now on Facebook that they shared, or someone got of us playing Pete and Sink when we were in Chicago.
Oh, nice.
That was like one of the better renditions.
Were there like flabongos happening during it and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
There's multiple. It was like a big doing that one.
Yeah,
online.
It was like a big mosh styles thing. It was fun.
Well, that's cool. Hey, internet,
check us out
look
on
it
Facebook.
Up.
Have you ever heard of Bass Amp and Dano's All American League of American Beer Drinkers of America?
It's official.
Nope.
It is official. We Very created official. A Facebook group. That's how you know it's official.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you join, you get a little badge that says you're in the gang. And if you're wearing that badge and Dano sees you, he's obligated to buy you a stag.
And then I'll flabongo a beer with you.
Yeah.
Nice. Did you know they don't have stag up in Wisconsin?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually that was really befuddling to me. This guy's like, you guys have Stag. And I'm like, I thought everywhere had Stag. He's like, no, we don't like have it here.
He came up and he was like, hey, man, I got some Stag upstairs. And we're like, cool. Like, there's way better beer on tap. He's like, no. Like, you can't get Stag up here.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, because diabetics can drink it. And we were like, wait, what?
It was almost like he was coming up to us like, hey, guys, I got some Coke in the back. And he was just like, I got a couple cases of Stag. We're like, yeah, so?
Yes.
So does Shop and Save right down the street.
There is a Shop and Save right down the street. Shane, tell me something. Have you ever been to Shop and Save?
Yeah.
It's the saddest grocery store I have ever stepped foot in.
That's not true.
It is a sad fucking grocery store.
Save-A-Lot's pretty
brutal. I walked into the Save-A-Lot to get some ice when we were on tour. And
smashed.
It was just...
Quit yanking your John, man.
Herpes is flaring up.
Is this going well?
Yeah, man.
Is this exactly what you dreamed of?
It's pretty much like, you know, if I could have, this is like exactly painted the picture. Exactly.
Do you like oysters?
I don't think I've ever had an oyster.
Don't you work at Broadway Oyster Bar?
Yeah.
And you've never eaten oysters?
Yeah.
Man, if I worked there, I'd be eating oysters every day.
Dano loves getting boners.
I sure do. Nothing better than a good boner.
Dano heard from someone that oysters gives you boners, and now he exclusively eats oysters.
All oysters
because he loves oysters. The Yankees, John.
Bruce Yankees, John. Remember
oysters and pineapple.
Poor Bruce.
Oh, does pineapple give you a boner too?
No, but apparently.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead and finish that thought, DK.
Oh, it apparently makes your splooge taste good.
God. Damn it, DK!
Yes, I don't know.
I swear to God, you're embarrassing me in front of my roommate.
God damn it!
Oh, boy.
Hey, where should we be?
We can't go 5 minutes without DK talking about the taste of splooge.
I know, right?
DK loves the taste of splooge.
He loves Twisted Tea and splooge.
Well, I am a fancy boy.
He is a fancy boy.
And he hates half chips. That's his least favorite thing.
Yeah. Man, I'm just guzzling down this Twisted Tea, and it's fucking terrible.
Do you have diabetes yet?
My veins are... shit sucks. I can't stop drinking.
All of my teeth are loose. This is gross.
I literally feel like this weird shivering throughout my entire body as I drink this.
You mean it's quite refreshing, right?
Oh, if you like to be refreshed by diabetes...
So this ad is not going well for the Twisted Tea Corporation.
Give him a solid ad, Dano.
All right.
Twisted Tea. It'll give you diabetes.
TM.
If you're into that sort of thing.
You looking to get diabetes?
It's a clever ad because it says what it does. So
right, after years and years of consumption.
I'm going to drink this whiskey.
DK, do you need me to get your insulin?
Well...
Shane!
Yeah.
Shane!
Oh, got a question.
Oh, did you have a question?
I was going to ask...
What's your question, Shane?
If about Wilford Brimley.
That man, diabetes. He has the diabetes.
He's dead, but, right?
No, he's alive.
He's got the betus.
He's got
his betus under control, though.
You know how he got his diabetes under control? By eating oatmeal.
Hey, Shane, are you related to DK?
No.
You look like DK if he got injected with growth serum. Have you ever been injected with growth serum? Have you ever been injected with growth serum, Shane?
Do you think there's an alternate timeline from the time machine where DK came back and got
growth this serum? This is mutant DK from the future.
That's nice to call your new roommate a mutant.
Well, yeah, that's shitty. Because he's a big giant version of you.
Oh, to be tall. Oh, to be tall.
The Twisted Tea's kicking in, boys!
It might have been that shot of 10 high we just did over Shane's nice microphone.
Do we need to do another shot of 10 high?
I don't.
Here, load it up.
Oh, hey, Shane!
Ernie!
Yeah.
Let's get wasted together. Since we're roommates now, we have to get wasted together.
I need to get an erection later, I believe.
No, you don't.
We can all caravan down to the oyster bar.
Once we leave here. Well, I've had one this whole time, but it's going to fade soon.
Oh, Jesus. Pour that thing in there.
I'll do that.
Ernie is pouring the whiskey. He's pouring 10 high into 5 shot glasses.
10 into 5.
10 into 5.
10 from 5. Isn't that like...
Andy Griffith. Crowd whenever sponsor. You're... Never mind, I'm not going to get political here.
Podcast.
Whenever you hear a Trump supporter saying Andy Griffin, make America great again, they're referring to the Andy Griffith Show. That's as political as I'm getting. All right.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Oh, jeez. What's wrong with this one?
Cheers. I have less than. Oh, okay. I figured you probably have things to do after this.
Cheers to the Bass Amp and Dano podcast.
Party cheers.
Butt.
Oh, party. Party butt. Party butt. Party butt. Party butt. Party butt.
Blah. Blah.
Hey, Shane, you ever lathered your gizzard?
Oof. I think you just not, did. You
not
just did.
Today.
Ten High is the whiskey that you buy when you don't have any more money.
That's right.
Or ever, when your friends all come over to your house 3 nights a week, and then you're like, well, I guess I'm going to buy this.
But when you really don't have any money, that's
have
when
you ever
you
just,
gathered your wizards? God fucking damn it, Ernie. You just... I was going to say that when you really run out of money, that's when you just chug mouthwash.
Were you going to say that?
Yeah. And then Ernie cut me off.
I think you were going to say hand sanitizer.
Well, that might do the trick, too.
I've seen you eat hand sanitizer.
Oh, it's delicious.
It is.
Have you ever drank it?
Yeah, all the time. Ooh. With you.
Gelatinous. I love a good gelatinous hand sanitizer.
Fantastic.
You guys want to do another...
Shut no.
Ernie.
Shut your mouth.
Ernie,
who I was gonna say.
Ernie has a substance abuse problem.
I do, but not this substance. I didn't even know what I was gonna say. It could have been anything. So you guys want to do another weekend tour in a couple months? Could have been anything.
Yeah.
Is this what it's like being in a van with you guys?
Oh yeah.
Except smellier and sweatier.
Yeah.
And louder.
Yeah.
And hotter.
Who
but the same amount of questions. I start with hey.
Hey! Shane! Shane, you ever driven in a van before?
Yeah, everything he's saying, hey Shane, it was usually hey Ernie or hey DK.
Hey!
Who runs the, who's DJ for the van?
And all, whoever's got like shotgun.
Usually,
well, actually, this last trip, I did not man the fucking MP3
you
player.
Did not.
You didn't
sit up front
personally
once
do it.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely like made us change stuff to your liking. But,
only a handful of times.
But you're right, yeah, you did.
Well, it's because I like shitty music.
Right.
You do.
Ernie listens to...
Mac what? DeMarco.
Yeah, Mac DeMarco.
I got a free cutout.
He listens to Mouth and McNeil.
I got a free cutout of
Joe Queer actually said DK should do a cover of Mouth and McNeil.
Yes.
You know who Joe Queer is, Shane?
No.
He's the lead singer of the Queers.
Okay.
We did a record.
You ever heard
of
the Queers, Shane?
Just today.
Did you put out a split with the Queer Shade?
I did not. No.
You did it?
No.
I well, we don't know.
Well, guess what? We fucking did.
Holy shit.
Congratulations, right. Shane.
We went down to Joe Cruz's place in Atlanta, and we recorded a shit ton of songs with him, and the entire time, Joe Queer kept whipping doors open and bursting into rooms, frantically looking for his gun.
But it was sitting on top of the microwave the whole time.
Or in the couch cushion, or under the seat of his car. The point is, Joe Queer is an irresponsible gun.
He never knew where his gun was.
He makes a fan-fucking-tastic blueberry muffin.
Best blueberry muffin I've ever had in my life.
And actually, I have this Wasted You t-shirt. It says Fuck Authority on it. One of my favorites. Joe Queer shrank that thing because for some reason, he decided he was going to do my gall dang. Oh,
you know?
Fuck!
He was just trying to be a good host. And
Joe Queer's the best.
He is a great host. Until he shrank your t-shirt. But still, he was a great host. Because those muffins.
Joe Queer is everything you could ever dream of in a dad.
What he really
He's
is.
The stuff. The stuff
I'm hanging out at Joe Queer's house. I'm sitting at Joe Queer's house, and all of a sudden, Joe Queer comes busting in the door. He's going, "Hey, Dano, I got this treadmill off Craigslist. Help me carry it down to the basement.
It's wicked heavy."
So next thing you know, I'm having a father-son moment with Joe Queer, and we're awkwardly, like, you know, like, large objects are hard to carry. We're carrying this treadmill down into the basement, all father and son style. It was great.
Large objects are hard to carry.
They sure are. Have you ever carried any large objects that were awkward to carry, Shane?
Hey, Shane! Have you carried any large objects that were awkward to carry?
Yes.
That's what I like
to
hear.
Thanks
for
doing it.
Like what?
When I was like 17, I worked at a furniture store.
All about that.
Yeah.
I've often said that moving furniture or being a mover would be the most god-awful job.
He does often say that a couple times an hour.
Right.
Yes,
typically.
Yes.
Dano has a hard time.
We should write a song about how being a mover sucks.
It wasn't too bad for the most part. Like, I would do deliveries and stuff, and then, like, when we didn't have deliveries, I would be putting stuff together. But then, like, whenever we didn't have stuff to put together, I would just, like, find a comfortable couch to take a nap on.
Oh, nice. Son of a bitch.
What furniture store?
Sleeping on the job, were ya?
Hey, man, you know, it's one of the perks.
Hey,
man, I don't know if I want a roommate that's been sleeping on the job.
Well, roommates, they just party and sleep together, so.
Well, it depends. Where did you work?
This place was called Furniture Store and More.
That's a great name.
That is the most generic
What was the more?
I like it because it says what it does.
Did they sell dildos?
Truth in advertising. That's
yeah.
So it was Furniture Store and More. What was the more? Couches and dildos?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what you go to.
I mean, they go hand in hand.
Right.
Can you use a couch to try out a dildo? The question is like,
God damn it, Ernie. You crossed the goddamn line yet again.
You attach the dildo to the couch and you fuck the couch. Idiot.
But are you fucking the dildo on the couch then?
God damn it, Ernie.
No, you attach it so it's like the couch has a dick. Obviously.
Was so, Shane, have you ever sat on a couch before?
Yeah.
Have you? Yeah.
What do you know about couches, Shane? What's your favorite kind of couch?
The one in my house.
You ever sat in a papasan?
No.
It's comfortable.
What kind of couch do you have at your house?
Big one.
Ah, my favorite kind.
It's,
What are you whispering about over there?
You shut your filthy mouth, Dano. I was just saying how I love how you guys ask Shane questions and then don't wait for his answer.
You shut the fuck up, DK!
Hey! You're listen here, you two.
I didn't say anything.
Hey,
Ernie!
I fixed car.
I'm coming for you.
Hey, if you guys are running this podcast, run it right. You wait for your guests to answer the question.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We'll start again.
What was the more?
We'll start again. Hang on. We'll start from the top.
Okay? We'll start over.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Welcome to the Bass Amp and Dano.
Hey! How is ya? Today, my guest is my good buddy Dano.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Dano, what's going on?
Not too much. My guest today is Bass Amp.
Hey, I'm Dano's guest today. And sitting to my right is Ernie Squeaky Knees.
Ah, great grandson of Emmett Squeaky Knees.
Of the Numelli Squeaky Knees.
Hello.
and then Shane Elvis Presley is here. Elvis Shane Presley,
thanks for
who
joining
does
us.
Not have a dead twin brother. Or do you?
Do you have squeaky knees?
I don't think so.
Do you have a dead twin brother?
No.
Thanks for joining us today, Shane, on our podcast.
DK, thanks for having us.
DK, welcome to it. Welcome to your podcast.
Hey, how are you?
I'm going to take over this podcast. It's not my podcast.
God damn it, Ernie. It's not your
welcome
podcast.
Welcome to the God damn it, Ernie podcast.
Fuck it.
Sorry, Ernie.
So, wow. Shane, what was your question? Did we have a question that we got asked?
Yeah, a while back he asked something that was completely unrelated, and then...
Wait, you were asking about Twisted Tea, right?
He was asking about Twisted Tea.
Twisted Tea.
He noticed that our songs had a lot of stuff about butts, and then...
Shut up, Ernie!
Yeah, but tell him about butts.
Yeah, so, why butts?
No, he... I'm pretty sure...
Proud to be American,
cause at least I know I'm free. And Lee Greenwood wrote the song for
one time. One time, me and Basam had a pet goldfish named Lee Greenwood.
It's true.
I love the David Cross bit about that song.
But when it dries out,
he talks about that, you know, singing that song. And like,
who's David Cross? Is he a friend of yours?
Oh, I wish. He's a great
He's that Chinese guy.
He's a great comic.
He's from Mr. Show and with Bob and Dave, and he was Tobias Funke on Arrested Development.
But he says,
he was the anarchist.
You fucking...
There's a line he says, like, when he talks about that song, he's like, and I'll gladly stand up next to him. And he's like, well, not me, but my neighbor's kid, because he's got to go to college. And so that's pretty much it. Like, it's pretty much how people are.
Yeah.
I also like the songs.
Hey, DK, my Twisted Tea's all empty.
Okay.
Do you have more beverages?
Here, drink this whiskey.
I need a beer and a whiskey.
Fuck you, Ernie.
Okay. Well, all the beer's in my basement fridge, and whiskey is right here.
Hey, right. So, all
right.
You want to take a pause to play one of our songs?
I wrote the song about eating garbage one time.
Yeah.
It's 15 seconds long. You should play it right now.
Let's crank it up.
All right.
All right.
Oh, I'm going to play it?
Well, no. I'm saying you can play it right at this moment.
I'm not going to get your beers. No, you can go get your own beers.
Are we paused? I'll go get some beers.
Sure, we'll pretend that we're paused.
Go grab some Keystones.
You'll just have to make Ellen wait longer.
Keystones? Yeah.
Alright.
Is this going exactly as planned? Or are we ruining it?
I mean, it's even better than planned.
I hope that it's your most ridiculous podcast.
Here we go.
So you can see what's made to say, God damn it, Ernie.
So he's interviewing Ellen.
That's a great idea.
He's interviewing Ellen Phelan tonight after this.
Oh, you are?
Cook.
Yeah, so he's going to show up there and just be like, I was just hanging out with these fucking assholes. And she's going to be like, yeah, I know those assholes.
No.
Sorry, Shane.
Well, let's say we close this bad boy out.
Is that it?
Well, yeah, he wanted it to be 35, 40 minutes.
Right.
We're definitely there.
42 now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, here, we'll do the outro and then we'll be done.
You guys just want to do Juicy Fruit again?
No, we're not going to do a goddamn thing, Ernie.
I'm kidding.
Wait, you should make...
Was I out of stones?
You should make our podcast 2 hours long.
Just stick garbage in our...
There's no stones, so I brought you a drink.
Oh, a bush.
PBR, bush. Dirty bush.
You're like, I've already drank more than I planned.
We all have to drive.
Are we still technically recording or are we picking up now?
Yeah, I never stopped, so.
No. All right.
I don't know if anyone...
But he can edit stuff.
We're back. Yeah. And we're back.
You're like, I don't want to edit. I'm not
gonna edit. And we're back. Welcome to Bass Amp and Dano's podcast. I'm Shane Presley.
Jason Priestley?
Yeah, from 90210.
Yeah.
What a dreamboat that guy was.
That son of a bitch.
Man, let me tell you about that guy.
He's a Canadian.
Oh, I bet he is. He looks like a fucking Canadian. A Canadian.
A Canadian.
Hey, Shane. What do you know about Canadians? Hey.
What
do you know about Canadians?
Not much.
Have you ever been to Canada?
No.
All I know is that their heads are split in half and they talk like this.
You guys ever hung out before?
We're brothers.
I've never hung
out. Hey! Have you guys met my roommate, Shane? Me and this guy, we go way back.
Right.
We're roommates.
I wonder how your wives are going to feel about this new roommate situation.
Hey, you know,
we're roommates. Our wives don't give a shit.
Yeah. They're going to get a dude pad in the city.
Yeah, with our wives. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Have you ever had a wife, Shane?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's your name?
Stacy.
She's a good woman.
Yep. It's a true story.
Hey, so are we wrapping this bad boy up or what?
Yeah.
I gotta get to the horse track.
Right.
So, hey, thanks for being on the podcast.
Shane, what do you know about picking the ponies? You pick some ponies?
No.
Dano, you never pick some ponies? Oh, I love getting wasted at the horse track.
Dano's picking ponies left and right.
You better believe it. I'm a winner.
He is
a winner. Hey, me and my roommate are gonna go to the horse track. See you guys later. God damn it, Ernie, quit playing that goddamn guitar.
He was just playing you out.
Oh.
That's all he was doing, was
and
playing you out.
Fucked it up.
Hey.
God damn it, Dana.
Hey.
My, how the tables have turned.
You know, I'm getting a little hungry. I'm getting in the mood to eat some food. We should sing a little song about eating some...
garbage?
Some garbage.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a great idea.
Sure.
Right?
All right.
Do you know how to play?
I do know how to play it.
It's almost like he's our guitar player.
Yeah, like I played in the band before.
That's where I know you from.
Hey, oh,
Ernie.
Hey, I'm Bass Amp.
Wait,
welcome
is
to
that
my podcast?
Hey, wait, have
thanks
I met?
For having
hey,
us.
Wait, Bass Amp, have I met this Ernie guy before?
This is the guy who's been standing behind me on stage.
Oh shit, that fucker.
That whole time, that's him.
Oh, the guy that I keep berating in the van.
Yeah.
Oh,
that guy.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three.
Just think I'm dead. I don't care. Just think I'm dead. I don't care. I ain't food.
This has been an absolute pleasure and an honor to hang out with you guys.
Honor is a strong
word. Yeah, that's a strong word.
You know what? It's been an honor to hang out with you.
I mean it, guys. Right from the heart.
Hey, man.
And that's not the Ten High talking, all right?
Hey. It should be.
Not yet.
You're my big boy.
What?
I thought I was
who's Thanos' big boy?
I thought I was your big boy. Yeah.
You, none of you are my big boy.
Shut the fuck up, Arnie!
None of you are my big boy anymore!
Damn it!
Shane's my big
such
boy
a
now.
By night kind of
I know. On the way, when he walked up the stairs, he said I was his big boy.
Hey, I want to let everybody know that Dano and I are playing right here in St. Louis on August 4th. Where?
At Urban Chestnut.
At Urban Chestnut!
Where you talked about?
In Midtown.
In Midtown. I'm like reiterating.
What about that queer split?
We got a. Goddamn fucking queer split. We're on one side, they're on the other. You could buy it through Failure Records.
And tapes.
And tapes. FailureCore.com. Remember, if you like it, it's a failure. And what else? Oh yeah, we're playing at Urban Chest on August
4th. Me and Shane are roommates now.
Yeah.
Yes. Dano is going to eat all the Captain Crunch and leave the socks lying around.
That's what I do. Do you mind if I eat all your Captain Crunch?
I mean, I guess we'll have to work around it, but
I like peanut butter.
I think it's something I can work with, though.
All right,
yeah. Peanut butter.
All right,
Cinnamon Toast Crunch guy. So
Captain Crunch, it cuts the roof of your mouth.
Right. It really
have you ever
does.
Eaten it?
Yeah,
it does. Yeah.
You guys say hey.
Hey! You ever eaten Captain Crunch?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Man, CTC, man.
Man, that sounds delicious, doesn't it? Hey, pour me up a bowl of Captain Crunch, boys.
That's where it's
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a bunch of bullshit, if
hey,
you
the
ask
fuck
me.
Is that shit?
Hey, guys, let's get out of here and go to Shopping Save and get some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah!
Put some water on it! Party butt! Party butt! Party butt! Party butt! Party butt! Party butt!
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.